This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Grow up, I want my daughters to be able to compete in sports. Before, we now take you live to the front lines of what the enemy fears. The tidal force of liberty rising!
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, I'm not just about complaining about problems. I'm about action. And we've seen all these former top Olympic female swimmers and all these former top tennis players and basketball players saying, this is insane to have biological men who have double the muscle mass, all the rest of this, in our sports. It'd be like having men compete in the MMA Ultimate Fighting Championship or UFC against women. It's a joke. It'd be like if somebody in the super heavyweight class that weighs 250 pounds says, I identify as a featherweight or as a lightweight or as a welterweight. And then imagine Mike Tyson in his prime, 230 pounds, climbs into the ring. It's 1989. Mike Tyson swinging fists, Mike Tyson swinging elbows. Nobody can stand in his way. He's a wrecking crew, taking all the pain of his childhood and pouring it out on you. Guys that weigh 40 pounds more than him, heavyweight champions, can't stand in his way. And saying, I'm Mike Tyson. My voice is kind of high. I identify as a featherweight or as a welterweight. Who's the champion? Lightweight? I don't really follow boxing that much. The black guy that likes to wear Louis Vuitton stuff. What? Floyd Mayweather. Yeah, let's put him in a time machine and let's send him 30 years back in the past, and he can be in his prime too, and Mike Tyson goes, I identify as a lightweight. Mike Tyson would destroy him in 30 seconds. And you'd say, well, that's cheating. He outweighs him by 100 pounds. Get him out of the ring. But then men with shoulders way wider and big muscles and more blood mass and testosterone and a big old Johnson between their legs, they get out on that bicycle. They get out in that water for that swim race. They get out in that track race. They're now in football and sprints and everything and dominate. And we go, hey, these women are being hateful because they don't want to compete against other women. It's all a mind game. It's all mind control. So what's the solution to this? Women and girls and families, if they put a so-called transgender person in your locker room, on the field with you, that's a fraud. Walk away. You have all the power. They're going to ruin your sports anyways. They already are. Walk away from the whole sport. It's not real. 2 + 2 = 4. There are men and there are women. If somebody wants to have a sex change, somebody wants to gouge their eyeballs out because you got trans-abled now, that's your deal. I'm not paying for your lunatic asylum. I'm not paying for you when you're homeless on the side of the road. You want to go gouge your eyes out? Go starve to death. You're a mental patient. But this is all an assault by the disease minds of San Francisco and Silicon Valley and the universities, and it's over. So, just like the NFL lost 40% of its viewers the last 3 years, bad-mouthing America and all the rest of this crap, just keep it up. Because all these sports are ruined. Nobody's going to put their daughter in there to go do swim practice every day or go do track every day and then have some dude show up and win every race. It's a fraud. Way beyond Mike Tyson in the ring with Floyd Mayweather. And everybody knows it. Hell, should I show up at Little League, soccer game against 8-year-old girls and say, I'm an 8-year-old girl, a little bow in my hair, kicking girls aside, kicking goals every time. People would laugh. Fathers would walk over and kick my ass. But as long as it's liberal, it's okay to abuse our daughters. And the feminists love it. We'll be right back. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, it's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Jones, your host. We're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Coming up tomorrow, we kick it off with Dave and I at 8 a.m. right through Saturday at 10 a.m. 50-hour global transmission to hashtag stop the bias against conservatives, nationalists, Christians, conservatives, you name it. Classical liberals all being banned off the major platforms. Trump now says he may take action under pressure. It's a big banner at the top of InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Defend the First Amendment. Stop big tech censorship. Stop the bias. We have a bunch of special guests, including Robert Barnes is going to be popping in, Tommy Robinson, Laura Loomer, and so many others. This is going to be a very special transmission. And when you get excited about it, a lot of these special transmissions we do outside of the main show get a couple hundred thousand viewers. That's great. That's a huge double sports stadium. But when you get excited and share the link to InfoWars.com/show, when you tell folks, hey, the forbidden is on and people are watching it and that chain reaction happens, we had a State of the Union. Well, Trump's first State of the Union, we had like 5 million people watch it that night and the streams throughout the evening. We had another off-year election thing, had about 4 million. And that's how we reach the new people. That's how we get past the censors. That's how we move the ball down the field. Because, again, you're awake. You know what's going on. But we're reaching new people. This is an information war. And we're having big victories on a planetary scale. But a lot of lawsuits are getting filed countering the left censorship and what's happening. But a lot of them, I think, I'm a lawyer, are going in the wrong direction. I think it's about collusion, racketeering, unfair trade practices, monopolistic things. They're always going into free speech or defamation. We'll talk to Robert Barnes, who's an established and respected lawyer on these fronts here in just a moment. He also represents me and a lot of the matters we've got going. But I wanted to play President Trump responding to the whole witch hunt. The latest, here it is.
A man gets appointed by a deputy. He writes a report. Never figured that one out. Man gets appointed by a deputy. He writes a report. I had the greatest electoral victory, one of them, the history of our country. Tremendous success. Tens of millions of voters. And now somebody's going to write a report who never got a vote. So we'll see what the report says. Let's see if it's fair. I have no idea when it's going to be released.
Have you let others see it?
Have you reversed your policy in Syria?
No, we're in Syria. We're leaving 200 people there and 200 people in another place in Syria, closer to Israel, for a period of time. I brought this out for you because this is a map of everything in the red. This was on election night in 2016. Everything red is ISIS. When I took it over, it was a mess. Now, on the bottom, that's the exact same. There is no red. In fact, there's actually a tiny spot which will be gone by tonight. So that's ISIS, red right there. And the bottom one is how it is today. This just came out 20 minutes ago. So this is ISIS on election day, my election day, and this is ISIS now. So that's the way it goes.
Oh, that's good. We're going to get our guests. But I want to play both those because they're both important points, both those statements. Think about this. I've been begging Trump since he got elected to do weekly fireside chats, literally in the Oval Office, like Roosevelt did, but with a fire going. He talks about 30 minutes, shows some graphs like Ross Perot. People love that. And then he has a guest. And maybe it's a veteran. Maybe it's a farmer. Maybe it's a member of Congress. Maybe it's a Democrat. And it's just an hour-long program, commercial-free, once a week. He would dominate it with graphs. But instead of him out there with it overblown and, you know, the light not showing it because of the sun, he'd have it controlled with either a television set or with a PowerPoint he could do. That is the answer. Do it, for heaven's sakes. Everyone would tune in. It'd have 20 million viewers, 30 million viewers live. It would have tens of millions after, and it would really change things. So I've been telling the president, I've told him personally, use graphs. Do what Ross Perot did. That is the final equation for you. If you'll just do that. And by the way, I built the new studio so I could start doing special reports and graphs and presentations, and we're going to get around to that. It's just that they try to keep me off balance with the lawsuits and the attacks and the family stuff so that I'm not engaged in production, but we're still moving forward thanks to all your prayers. Now, bringing Robert Barnes on with us, he's an established constitutional lawyer, free speech lawyer, but he's also a famous civil rights lawyer and many other things, and he's the chief strategist as we fight the deep state and their attempts to shut us down and those admissions. I wanted to get him on yesterday, but I was unable, but he's on with us today. Talk about Nunes's $250 million lawsuit. And I know he's probably had a chance to look at that. I've read over it, and I'm going to reserve judgment on it. But I think we're going in the right direction, at least, where the left wants to launch all these anti-free speech things when they're a bunch of hypocrites, but they're in glass houses. And I think this is starting to change their minds. Barnes's lawsuits, other lawsuits with the Covington kids. And it's really starting to cause a debate there about the litigious nature of the left. But what is your first approximation of Nunes's big lawsuit against Twitter?
I'm glad he's doing it. I wish he would have maybe done it maybe a year or two ago. And I wish that they would have done more when they were in control of the House. So I think those aspects, but with that said, it's better just to bring an action than not bring an action. And the fact that it's someone of his high profile, the utility it provides is that either the court system will start to provide real remedy, enforce the First Amendment principles when a big corporation effectively monopolizes the public square and decides who gets in that public square and who does not get in that public square, or if the court systems are closed, it reinforces to everybody in Congress they need to change the law, not allow special immunity for big tech. Big tech has now proven, particularly in your case, that it will not be honest and honorable in following its role as purely as a platform. There's a platform is just like somebody who hosts a convention center venue. That's how they got special immunity, because they said they were never going to be a publisher, never going to be censoring people, never going to be editing people. Jack at Twitter said, don't worry, we're going to be the free speech wing of the free speech party. Use that to get a contractual advantage and a competitive advantage at the time. And now that they have it, they're trying to monopolize it for the ideological left. And in particular, they're scared of the most powerful, most influential, most significant independent political voices like those at InfoWars. And that's why you were the primary target. So your case proved we cannot trust big tech to control and be the gatekeeper of the public square. And so it's good in that context that Nunes is taking action, because either it will flush out whether the court system will meaningfully enforce the First Amendment when a big private company monopolizes the public square, or the Congress needs to take action.
That's right. I'm not the expert lawyer like you, but reading over his statements and part of the suit I had time to read, I couldn't read the whole thing. He's saying, you don't give us access to counter, then you let them attack, and then you let them attack my mother, my family, and tell these lies. While you're saying that you're this open and free group, which you're not, I'm going to get discovery. I'm going to show what you're doing. Discovery, we have Project Veritas and all these undercover videos of Twitter, Facebook, Google. We have their head people at events saying, we're going to shut down Alex Jones. There's a new video out of Kara Swisher You know, is married to Megan Smith, who runs the whole internet situation and set this up, third chief technology officer of the United States, saying, we called for Jones and took him down. Now we want Ben Shapiro. These people admit they're involved in a jihad to take people down and then later tell Congress, like Sergeant Schultz, I know nothing, nothing.
Precisely. So there's clearly a coordinated campaign. Everybody knows it. Everybody recognizes it. The Joe Rogan podcast that had Tim Pool on it and Jack from Twitter and their Twitter lawyer couldn't answer basic questions, couldn't explain basic pieces of information, came up with storylines that just don't fit. Anybody that's on Twitter has seen some of the extreme actions the left has taken. And as an example, Twitter and the other social media giants have been used to facilitate terrorist events by ISIS. Their excuse for why they had no responsibility whatsoever, like recently when Facebook refused
to take
down...
You have to look at it in the context.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the word like, well, stay there. I want to ask you where you think this is going. You're a smart fella. And why Trump isn't taking action and what you think Trump should do. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
About how they want to censor everything because of dehumanization. But then Twitter, Facebook, Google, they all work with Pakistan, you name it, to round up political dissidents and execute them. They help China, especially Google and Apple, surveil their own people and restrict even the president of Taiwan saying they exist. And so now they've gone from, Alex Jones violated our rules, to just, no, we don't want him or anybody like him on the platforms anymore. And, you know, Nunes and others should have, as you said, taken action 2 years ago when they had all the cards, the trifecta. What do you think Trump should do? Because he's put out some emails, he's put out some tweets saying hashtag stop the bias. That's Laura Loomer. She's on Next Hour. And he said, okay, we may have to do something now. Well, just a week and a half ago, he said, well, this is just how it is. You have to behave yourself better than the Democrats or you'll get banned. Well, now they want Ben Shapiro banned. Now they've demonetized him. I mean, they're doing this to everybody, even though Ben Shapiro's an ever-Trumper. Don't they understand that when you let censorship happen, it always becomes a total takeover? And then whoever is in power basically almost always nepotistically puts their kids or their girlfriend, you know, in charge of positions. When you let people control the public discourse, they're always going to dominate it and abuse it.
Precisely. And so particularly here, he's on the right course strategically. He just needs to take official action and remind himself that he's the president of the United States. So he recently tweeted out about Saturday Night Live about how really aren't they sort of violating election laws given they're using the public airwaves to propagandize for a particular party. Well, that's precisely what big tech is doing at a much more frightening scale than a late night comedy show that has diminishing ratings. So what he needs to do is appoint a special counsel, appoint someone who's a lefty free speech person to that position, and have them do a full-scale, wholesale investigation of big tech as to whether or not big tech is manipulating elections. Look at the Alabama 2017 election. Look at the 2018 midterm elections. Look at what they're doing in terms of manipulate. Because when they are censoring voices, selectively censoring voices with a partisan and political agenda, arguably they're making an in-kind campaign donation to the Democratic Party that's unreported and undisclosed. So what should happen is use their political bias, where their political bias is most legally problematic, is in the way it impacts elections and public speech for a particular partisan end, and go after them. And what you should do is combine it with going after those fake charities like Southern Poverty Law Center that just had to fire its boss because of his history of problematic behavior, that are in cahoots and colluding with the big tech giants to politically and socially censor their ideological adversaries. And if he takes that step, then well, big tech will learn they better behave better, because if they don't, they won't be able to manipulate the 2020 election like they plan on doing. And they're going to have to start reconsidering all of their options and how they strategically just go back to being a platform, no longer be a publisher, no longer claim censoring controls, no longer claim editorial controls, no longer do any of that. Impose the First Amendment rights as part of their terms of service.
And by the way, let me raise that, because the New York Times said, oh, this will go nowhere. They have Section 230. But Twitter and others have abandoned Section 230, so I'm not saying get rid of 230. It's a great thing. I don't think you are. But you can't jump back and forth and basically say it exists, but it doesn't exist. So I think if we go after 230, they're going to have to sue for peace.
Precisely. I mean, the goal is Section 230 should be reinterpreted and reconstrued to be consistent with First Amendment principles. So that if they want to be a publisher, they have two choices. Either stay a platform, don't become a publisher, and in that instance, you can keep Section 230 immunity entirely, like most tech sites that are out there. Or if you want to have the privileges of a publisher, then you have the obligations of the First Amendment once you reach a monopoly size square. See, my view is that I don't have a problem with small publishers that have tech platforms choosing who they want to have on there. The problem is when somebody reaches monopoly power, when they have more than 75 to 80%.
Yeah, when Google's got 93% of global searches and they're fixing results and then lying to Congress about it while putting out prospectus reports admitting they're fixing results.
Precisely. So, I mean, the old doctrine used to be established here in the U.S. Supreme Court, determined it many years ago, and California has expanded it in what's called the Pruneyard Doctrine. But the point is that if you are a private company and you have the privilege of a public monopoly because of something, whether it's an immunity law, whether it's the way it sort of evolved technologically or for other reasons, like the company towns that used to run the coal mining towns and throughout the small parts of the South and the Appalachia, if you achieve that power, then you are accepting the obligations of the First Amendment as it applies to the public square, or you can simply forfeit that monopoly power. Nobody requires you to be a monopoly over the public square. But once you choose to be a monopoly over a public square, then you need to abide by First Amendment standards if you want to continue to have Section 230 immunity. And that's a simple legal solution for them to have, and it's the legal solution they'll reach if they realize the President of the United States is going to start having a special counsel that's even on the left, so they can't even claim it's partisan, but simply someone committed to free speech, committed to the public square, committed to public debate, committed to free and open elections. And that's what's at risk. That's what's being threatened here. If Trump doesn't get ahead of this, if Trump doesn't have the big tech knowing that they're being watched and monitored and surveilled like they watch and monitor
He's
and surveil
totally
the rest.
Green-lighting even worse behavior, which is just crazy. Let me ask you this. I don't know if you heard it, but NPR this weekend had a whole other show with some of the Sandy Hook families saying, he's sending people to our houses. Please just stop, Alex. Because that sounds really good. Like, please stop. Leave us alone. Don't come to our houses. Quit saying our kids didn't die. When I'm not saying any of that, I've never sent people to their houses. I mean, at a certain point, what do I do when they're saying I'm saying things and then they're speaking for me? I mean, it's next level. They're saying it's this big, suable, evil offense, and then they're the ones saying it, but saying I said it. What do I do about that?
I mean, at some point, I think what's happening is you have a lot of institutional members of the big press. You have people that are connected to them within the so-called journalistic community who simply want to be use the legal system, use lawfare to achieve what big tech is doing. Shut down, silent, dissonant, independent, small press voices. So the freedom of the press is there to protect the little guy, not the big guy. The New York Times doesn't need any special protection. It's the independent citizen journalist. It's the independent dissident, free-minded, free press that is who the First Amendment is all about protecting. And they're using lawfare in a discriminate and disparate way to target particular political adversaries in order to achieve certain objectives. And they're, in many cases, trying to gin up lawsuits that would not otherwise exist, but for their own misrepresentations of what took place in the past. And so they're doing that combined event, and by doing so, they threaten not only the freedom of speech, but the freedom of the independent press.
Well, sure, and then now when it's purely premeditated and people have a chance to face it like the Covington kids, now they've opened themselves up by their own yardstick. They're going to be in way more trouble than I am because they've actually done the things that you say they've done.
Oh, precisely. I mean, unlike the cases against you, in the Covington case, they specifically identified individuals. They specifically went after those individuals. Kathy Griffin said, please name them, please shame them, please dox them. People called for them to be physically assaulted and attacked. The false accusations, none of that is even effectively accused in the Sandy Hook related cases. So what you see a major gap between the two. You see defamation law being used in a discriminate and disparate way against dissident voices for things that do not constitute defamation as a matter of law under the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. Whereas you see big media using their superior platform, their bigger power, their louder voice to go after and actually defame and libel and invade the privacy of in this case, minor kids from a town they've never been to.
Robert, we got to go to break. Yeah. On fire. Robert Barnes, our guest. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. We'll be back. I'll talk about the next level of censorship. Wait till you hear about this. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, it's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have made the attack on free speech not distributed worldwide a central issue. And make no mistake, InfoWars and you, the audience, who are incredible activists, are driving that agenda, not just here, but all the world, from Brazil to Australia, from Europe to the UK, from Canada to Washington, D.C. And that's because of you. And the president feels the heat. He's got all these advisors, though, that give him conflicting ideas and conflicting plans. It's very clear what needs to be done. These big tech companies have lied to Congress. They've been caught doing it. They've been colluding. They have monopoly status. They're involved in election meddling. Talk about the Russians. That's a red herring. a big tech Google executives the day Hillary lost, November 9th, are saying, we won't let this happen again on their own internal videos. And Trump's tweeted about that. So he knows we have them with the hand in the cookie jar. It's like catching a bank robber walking out with bags of money and a mask on their face. I mean, you got them. But I wanted to mention this before we go back to Robert Barnes. 7 years ago, we had, 6.5 years ago, Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, both newly elected senators, come out and say to the world, it's wrong to be Al-Qaeda's Air Force in Syria. And Obama and Hillary were funding the Arab Spring and overthrowing our allies, putting radical Muslims in. And so the Pentagon went to Obama and said, we're not going to do this. So Assad made a deal that after ISIS and Al-Qaeda, was called Al-Qaeda then, and they called it ISIS to confuse the public, when they were removed, they would then start the move towards having new elections and Assad would leave. Now we'll see if he follows the deal in the next year. But it was the Russians who the U.S. worked with who went in, did 90% of the work. Now the Russians have pulled out because we agreed to go finish it. So when Trump takes credit for this, yes, Obama sent ISIS in with all those new Toyota trucks. He gave them all the U.S. bases in western Iraq. John McCain quarterbacked the whole thing to invade. That's why they were all left alone. Like, here's Al-Qaeda. Remember, it wasn't ISIS when they invaded. It was Al-Qaeda 6 years ago. And then all these thousands of trucks and these convoys, remember those? Pull up ISIS convoys entering Syria 6 years ago. Like, why don't we bomb them? Where are the Predator drones? Well, I mean, that whole place is militarized because it was Obama's invasion force. So, yeah, the Russians came in, kicked them out of the major cities. The U.S. came in and mopped it up. We said to Russia, we'll have a full-scale invasion if you act like you're going to take it over. So as soon as it looks like you've beaten them, we'll come in and finish the mop-up, and then we'll pull out. And then Trump did what he said he would do. And the neocons flipped out. So, that's what happened. And now the last little enclave is pinned up against a riverbank, and the president's come out with his map showing all this. But let's give credit where credit's due. The evil demon Russians came in and did this, and then our military finished it. But notice Russia's getting no thanks for this because you can't, because you're a Russian agent, if you thank Russia for standing up against radical Islam. So here's the president speaking about it just minutes ago.
This was on election night in 2016. Everything read as ISIS. When I took it over, it was a mess. Now, on the bottom, that's the exact same. There is no red. In fact, there's actually a tiny spot which will be gone by tonight.
President Trump touting progress against the Islamic State a short time ago and the ISIS making its last stand in Syria. Fox News learning that U.S.-backed forces are set to seize one of the last ISIS encampments, and ISIS fighters are pinned on a riverbank in a last-ditch effort to hold territory. Our Benjamin Hall is live on the ground inside Syria. Benjamin?
Yeah, hi, Harrison. We are now just waiting for that final announcement that the offensive against the caliphate is done. But no one wants to guess at exactly when that might be, and that's because it has been delayed and delayed a number of times. ISIS have been resilient. Today we were back inside that village of Bahoz. Hear what we saw. We are the only news team to have come this far forward into this part of the village. The fact is, although the SDF have recaptured this area, it is still believed to be littered with booby traps and IEDs. That may take months, if not years, to clear. The fighters here are battle-hardened and they're battle-weary. And even though there may be a very short time left till the caliphate is gone, the sense is there won't be much celebration. The losses have been...
Let's stop right there and go back to our guest, because I want to get back into the First Amendment and where this is going. But that's what really happened. It's not debatable what I just said. That's the facts. And the West let these people in. And then our military said this was really immoral and said no. And then Trump and the Russians finished it. So it's like you're watching a football game and a wide receiver catches 15 passes, makes 5 touchdowns, and you give all the credit to the quarterback. But the Russians are like the wide receiver and the offensive line. I mean, they did most of the work. And it's just evil to sit here and not say that we didn't have an alliance with Russia and we didn't do a good thing with Russia. And it's sick. And I'm not some Russophile, but I am a truthophile. My North Star is the truth. And to me, it's obscene to not be giving Russia any credit. Robert, I know you didn't come on about this. We're going to get back into free speech. And I appreciate you holding while I went to that big news. But well, I mean, you're a historian. I've had a lot of dinners with you, hung out. You know a lot about history. What's your take on this?
Well, there's really an integration between the two stories. So the reality of what happened in Syria, as to whether certain chemical weapons attacks did or didn't happen, as to the Russia's participation and contribution to the end of the one of the most dangerous threats and regimes in world history in terms of what ISIS was capable of doing and wanted to do. And one important point, ISIS's entire political predicate is that they control property, and that they control land, and that they have sovereign control over
it. It's an Islamic state. A state needs land.
Exactly. They believe from their interpretation of their Islamic tradition that if they don't have land they have sovereign control over, they no longer exist and no longer matter. So that's why it was critical and essential to deprive them of that. Their entire appeal was, unlike Al-Qaeda and other terrorists,
they have their own manifest destiny.
Exactly. And if they don't have the land, they're gone. They're done. They're finished. Period. So that was critical. But where there's an overlap is if you look at how big tech is trying to control and censor the news, and you look at how the goal and objective, such as the cases against you, the efforts to completely censor you, to completely remove you from any platform people can see you, is if you go back to the first Iraqi war. So they want only the government approved narrative to come out. Almost all major wars have been waged based on various public traumas that have occurred. Some, whether they did occur, whether they didn't occur, others where somebody else may have been the culprit. And the goal of the state is to make sure nobody questions that public trauma. And so, for example, in the case of the incubator baby story from the first Iraq war, if cases like the Sandy Hook case go forward, if the tech censorship succeeds as it is attempting to here against you, who is going to raise the questions about whether the incubator baby story is true? Who's going to raise questions about whether weapons of mass destruction are actually there? Who's going to raise questions about whether the government's premise and predicate for going to war and killing hundreds of thousands, millions of people, and destabilizing wars and regimes and societies for decades? Who is going to ask those questions if they can't be, if they have no access to tech platforms, and if they can be sued into oblivion for raising questions and challenging government narratives? That's where the two stories come together in the end. The government's goal and the big tech's goal and the institutional goals of the institutional actors is to only allow special approved messages to come out. If it's from the New York Times, then it's okay. If it's from anyone else, they should be shamed, censored, and sued into oblivion. That's where the two strategies overlap. The best resistance to illegal wars, the best resistance to unlawful activity, the best resistance to misrepresentations of what's happening overseas has always been the small independent press, never the big institutional press.
And that's where it always starts, because I didn't even say that the New Church crisis, Christchurch out in New Zealand didn't happen. I believe the guy did it. I believe he's a monster, but a lot of it in his own writings, he says he's a leftist. And Rush Limbaugh said the same thing. He said, well, is he doing this to blame right-wingers? He says he's doing it to cause a race war. So that really is a type of false flag when you're doing something to cause a larger event as a trigger event. That fits in historically. And I know you, as a scholar, can speak to that when we come back just briefly then, because they said, oh, take Jones off the web. See, he's saying it didn't happen again. Well, I didn't say that, but I have a right to say that if I did. So they act like it's the most dirty thing in the world to question any big provocation event.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Barnes is our guest. Laura Loomer's coming up. Robert, let's shift gears into what I mentioned earlier, other forms of censorship, the so-called left, making girls' sports and women's sports from the Olympics down to collegiate and college down to just regular peewee sports, where you have to let men compete. It's an obscene Monty Python joke. And now this story is up on Infowars.com from InformationLiberation.com. Catholic journalist criminally investigated for using the wrong pronoun in a tweet. In our brave new world, misgendering, also known as accurately gendering someone, is a crime worse than murder. A British Catholic journalist is being investigated by police for allegedly misgendering someone in a tweet. Carolyn Farrow was contacted by authorities after making an appearance on Good Morning Britain, in which she engaged in a debate with a transgender activist, or a god, Susie Green, who has a trans child. Following, because you can't protect these children, the appearance, which took place last September, she reportedly got a visit from the police. And, of course, California has passed a law on this. So even if I wanted to call a man a walrus, or I wanted to call a lady a monkey, or I wanted to be, you know, crazy and say that a person was a fire hydrant, I have a right to do that. But now it's a law that I have to, when someone's really a man, I have to say they're really a woman because they say so. This is like a cult mind control. So as a constitutional lawyer, what can be done to strike back against these egregious affronts to free expression and free speech?
Well, it's happening on college campuses across the country. Canada should have learned their lesson because it was the passing of those laws in Canada that unleashed Dr. Jordan Peterson and has made him famous now around the world for challenging, questioning a lot of established narratives, both within academia and the broader press. This is classic newspeak. It's literally someone's looking at Orwell's book and thought it was a wonderful script for how the world should operate. And that's how pretty much this is going. And to say that a man is a woman or a woman's a man or Lord knows what else is going to be coming down the pipeline. And also to make that subjective. I mean, how is even someone supposed to necessarily know what pronoun they're supposed to use? At the University of Tennessee, they're telling people to use the word Z. So it's not he, not she, just Z. It's becoming an onion satire. And as you know, it's basically a Monty Python script from about 25 years ago that's now real life. So I think for First Amendment purposes, these kind of speech codes should not be allowed in the United States. And historically, whenever they've been challenged or contested, they've been struck down. So the first set of speech codes that happened in the early 1990s ended up going through the court system in the late 90s, early 2000s. And the courts recognized and acknowledged that, yes, indeed, such speech codes violate the First Amendment rights to speak and express as you see fit. Now, it doesn't always apply to private universities, doesn't always apply to certain private employers. And that's really their goal. Their goal is to get private universities and private employers and to privatize as much of the public square as possible so that they can achieve a censorious control over what you think. Because down deep, what all of these things have in common is they do not have confidence in the audience to make up its own mind. They believe they need to control what the audience thinks, dictate what the audience
thinks.
Sure,
and I mean, the idea of saying you're going to have some 6'4" dude, he's wearing a pink shirt, clearly he's trying to start a fight, and they're like, hey, guys, come on over here, which they say to men and women, hey, we're ready for you, hey, got a register open, and then he starts assaulting everybody and attacking, and the media defended it like, this is a good person, it's a good woman. And then it turns out he's some super hardcore ex-felon psycho. I mean, this is crazy.
I think he's even got a rap song out there now, so it's all about momentary social media fame and that sort of crazy world. I mean, when you have people like the man who decided to declare himself a woman and compete in the Australian handball and other competitions and then just dominated those competitions, it's really what's coming about is feminists, true original first order feminists of the Camille Paglia crowd, are starting to push back against this more aggressively and assertively as they realize women's sports are now being distorted by.
Well, yeah, imagine if men just start going in women's restrooms saying, no, I can be in here. Don't women get this is like a group of sickos assaulting them?
Well, at some point, it basically denies, I mean, the entire premise of feminism is that there are certain traits unique to women, certain attributes unique to women, certain history of discrimination against women solely based on their gender. Transgenderism says there's no such thing as gender, period, effectively, that it's a purely a selective social construct.
I just can't believe they let dudes dominate girls in cycling and running. It's all a joke. The girl right behind the guy is the real winner. It's just, and I can't believe these guys do this. It's just incredible.
Oh, exactly. I mean, it's like a bad South Park episode. So if my daughter was competing in one of these competitions and some guy went out there and pretended to be a woman, I would be highly offended because it interferes with the actual competition standards that were supposed to be established. So it's another place where the social construct, subjective mindset of gender definition runs into the reality that we all believe it's down deep. That's completely
sure. And of course, we're debating total mental illness and a plan to break up the family here. So it's scientifically deployed, but to make us mentally ill and the acceptance of it. But why is Lance Armstrong in trouble for taking steroids to be more male than you normally are when a male can then just step in and dominate women? There's no weight class. There's no nothing. Totally different biology. You know, everybody knows that men on average are about twice as strong as women on average. I mean, this is insane.
Oh, it's completely insane. I mean, and it's a total redefinition of what's supposed to be happening in terms of the terms of athletic competition. But it's also cultural control. It's an attempt to reconstruct how people perceive the world. Ultimately, it's going to reach other steps. You already have some people trying to normalize pedophilia and other behavior, trying to basically make extreme, unusual behavior the norm and the customary, to the point to where your basic understanding of biology and history is gone. And it's
But I mean, I'm looking at these dudes, the men that are on women's rugby teams, they look like they could kick my ass. Like 6'4" giant dudes, and girls have to, I mean, this is a joke, man. I mean, he's a dude.
Precisely. And it's obvious to everyone that that's the case. And pretending it's otherwise is deeply Orwellian.
By the way, if you're watching on TV or radio, we have obviously men winning powerlifting competitions against girls.
Exactly. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's like an Animal House skit that has become social reality. And it's very anti-feminist at core. Because at the end of the day, it's undermining women. It's denying women equal independent access. It's denying women the achievements that they have rightfully earned. And so really it's sort of a chauvinistic thing.
It is. Imagine. Because it's everything feminists said they feared, but now it's coming back to their own leftist situation. I want to do 5 more minutes with you. I know you got to go. I want to get into what else you think Trump should do and what you think's coming up in the election and so much more with Robert Barnes. I want to ask you what you think Trump's Achilles heel is. But first, ladies and gentlemen, they want to shut down the free market because what's left of it still allows you to vote with your ideas, still allows you to vote with your feet, vote with your dollars, vote with your actions. And we make it easy to vote with your actions at InfoWarsStore.com. We bring you the best non-GMO heirloom seeds. We bring you the best air filtration systems, the best water filtration systems at the lowest prices. I go out and get, because there's different types of sales out there. There's people that want to buy the most expensive thing and it's the best. So you can find an air filter that costs $1,000. But then there's a market for folks that want the very best, lowest price. You can buy one for $200 that's the same unit. It just has a plastic case instead of an aluminum case and a few other things. It's got a 4-stage filter, and it's $200, not $1,000. The leading competitors are about $500, and they're plastic, too. That's Alexa Pure Breeze, and that's just an example of my philosophy. What is the best at the lowest price? We're the type of marketers that go, what is the best at the lowest price? Because that's how I want to be treated. Didn't go to college for that. Didn't take marketing. People, top marketers come and they say, oh, it's genius how you have this, you know, best product, lowest price. Well, that's what I want. So our fish oil, our nootropics like Rainforest, all of it. It's store-wide free shipping. And it's 50% off all the supplements and a bunch of other specials, too numerous to name. Instead of getting 5 cents on every dollar on the next order with your profile at the shopping cart, InfoWarsStore.com, you get 10 cents on every dollar. That's huge. That's going to be going right through the month of March. But we did have to take the protein bars off because they're about to sell out. Can't sell those 50% off. I said take TurboForce off, but you notice it's still there, which it's fine. That's about to sell out, so that's going to be gone. BrainForce X2, we didn't think we'd get the Deep Earth Crystals anymore. And so I broke my contract because they put me over barrel. Well, that made them back off and not overcharge me. So now the original manufacturer, X2, the great good halogen, the good clean iodine, it's available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase makes it all possible. Read the 8,000-plus reviews, 98% reviews for X2, and get your bottle today. Too much time, you know, it takes to get into it. Just research it for yourself. It's the missing link, X2, now back at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel